Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about living in small spaces. So I have gotten emails over the years with generally the same flair as this email from Amy. So let me read you portions of this email and then I'll talk to you about organizing apartments, condos, small living spaces. So Amy says, since having a baby, it's so hard to keep on top of things at home, but listening to your podcast in the afternoons usually gives me a little push. Do you have experience with organizing small homes and apartments? Our apartment constantly feels cluttered, but in reality, there are very few things we can get rid of. It's just a small space. Any advice for those of us who don't have basements, garages, spare rooms, or even a hall closet, but also don't have a lot of money for complex storage systems that fancy tiny homes all seem to utilize? First of all, Amy, thank you so much. I love having you listen to the podcast and congratulations on your little baby. So there are a couple of things going on in this email. First of all, babies come with a ridiculous amount of stuff. And a lot of it really is needed. Like you really do need all of that little baby stuff. And it is big and it is overwhelming and it is ever changing and constantly evolving. And again, we don't want to get rid of it because there's probably another little one following. So Amy has two issues going on. One, she's starting her family. And so Amy, you're entering the accumulation phase in which the amount of stuff is just going to increase. And number two, the apartment issue. So let's talk about the baby issue first. Becoming a mother and adding a little one into your family increases the amount of stuff you have, the amount of things you need to manage in your head at any one time, and it's just an expansion. So to expect that you're going to be able to add a child or more children into your family and not expand the amount of space that you take up is an unrealistic expectation. Now, I understand living in a condo and an apartment and a small living space sometimes is a choice, sometimes is a necessity. We can't just get up and move based on the amount of stuff we have. I totally 100% realize that. But whether by choice or necessity, we also just have to recognize the amount of space we have to deal with is a fact. And unless we can change that fact, everything else is relevant. So wishing and wanting to change the size of our space, if that is not a reality, is really just frustrating for us. I liken it to when I talk to children about organizing their bedrooms. What child would not like to have a bigger bedroom? And why on all of these TV shows that the kids are watching do these bedrooms appear to be like mini palaces? Like nobody on any of these TV shows has a realistic size bedroom. Have you noticed? So our children have unrealistic expectations just for their bedrooms as well. And I don't know, Amy, if you have a nursery for your baby or not, but if you do, then we could try to keep the baby items in the nursery as much as possible. So the size of a child's bedroom is the size of a child's bedroom, and Joey's bedroom is 10 by 10. It is a very small bedroom. I tell him now, I said, it's kind of like coming into a space capsule because there's so much electronics in there and his bed and his clothes. And really, that's it. Like, there's not even room in my son's bedroom for a dresser. There never has been. That's why he has a captain's bed, which has drawers built in underneath the bed. So his dresser and his bed are all one. His bedroom has always been super, super tiny. It is challenging to stay organized in a small space because you have to constantly declutter. And just like Amy mentioned, you can't always keep decluttering. Like there is just some stuff that you need. So what are the things that we can do if we're in a small space and we can't move that small space? How can we maximize that space other than decluttering? And I have four suggestions for you. Number one is to create more space. And here are some ways that you can create more space. You can put over the door holders on the back of every single door you have and possibly the front. It's not as aesthetically pleasing to look at it on the front, but it on one or two doors, I don't think it's a problem. Now, one of my biggest concerns with over-the-door organizers, or typically called shoe organizers, is that they're typically stored with hooks that go on top of the doors, and it ends up actually damaging the door frame as you open and close that door over and over again. Two ways to solve this. Well, number one, it's not really an issue if you own the house. If you're renting, you absolutely must solve this on the front end. You can't damage anything. Not that you would want to damage anything. This is totally a relevant point of the conversation. What I do is I hang those up with command hooks. So if you put command hooks on the door and then you put the over-the-door shoe holder on the command hooks, it still looks like it's over the door, but there's no hooks involved. Do you get what I'm saying? So on these shoe organizers, you could literally put them on the back of every single door that you have. On the back of closet doors, you can put socks and belts and accessories. On the back of bathroom doors, you can put extra shampoo and things that maybe would go in a medicine cabinet. On the back of the baby door, you could put all the little baby things, like I don't know if it's a girl or boy, but little hair things and socks and diaper rash cream and all of those little things. So all the little things can be stored that way. That's going to free up a couple of shelves inside of these closets that you don't even have and give you more storage space. There used to be a company called Cleverly Stashed or Stashed It Up or something was Stashed, and it had different size pockets that you could put on the back of the doors, not just shoe size. And I used that for electronic organization for a while. And then there are larger over-the-door shoe pockets called, I think they were called gear pockets. I haven't looked for them in a while, but they're designed to go in a garage. Now, when you open up a door, like imagine you're standing at your bedroom door and you're inside the bedroom and you're opening up the door to leave the bedroom and your bedroom door is now open. On the back of that bedroom door, I just told you to put an over-the-door shoe organizer, right? Well, on that wall that door is now against, you could put an over-the-door shoe organizer on that wall too, and you could use one of these bigger gear pocket ones that are designed for garages. So if you're standing in your bedroom ready to leave your bedroom with the door open, you would not see either of these pockets. But when you come in your bedroom and you close the door at night or you just close the door, you would see one organizer on the back of your door and one on the wall behind that door. That's going to give you a lot of extra storage. If you do that in every single bedroom, if you do that in the pantry, if you do that in, and if your bedroom has a door for the closet and it's an opening door, not a sliding door, you could do it on the back of that door. If it is a sliding door, you could do one of those pockets on the front of that sliding door. Remember, we're trying to get more space in a really tiny space, so make it work as best you can. One other way you could make that look really pretty, if you had a sliding door in your bedroom and you wanted to put an over-the-door shoe holder on that, you could do that, and then you could hang a curtain rod above that closet and have that curtain be closed when you have friends over or you just want your bedroom to look really organized. You wouldn't actually see the closet at all. All you would see would be a curtain. It would look like there's a pretend window behind there. And then when you want to get in your closet, you would move the curtain. You'd be able to see the shoe organizer. You would move the closet door. You'd be able to see the clothes behind it. So there are ways that once you get functional organizing working, you can make it look pretty afterwards. Okay, over-the-door shoe holders are only going to get us so far, right? Like how many little things that we have. But you do have a lot of little things, like the back of your master closet bedroom door could be your office supply area. Like that could be where you keep like all the pens and pencils and stapler and scissor, and then it's out of the baby's reach anyway. There are a lot of little things that we have, especially since Amy mentions she only has two drawers in her entire kitchen. So there's no junk drawer. So now maybe the junk drawer is in an over-the-door shoe holder on the back of your bedroom door. All right, that's number one. Number two, in every single room, every single bed is put on bed risers. These are like $10 at Walmart. They are not expensive at all. And in our master bed, I actually have ours doubled. So instead of putting our bed on one set of risers, I left two of them stacked together and then put them under our bed. Now, long story about our bed. But anyway, since we have our bed on bed risers, because that's what works for the frame in order for us to be able to see over the end of the bed and watch TV, We ended up putting our dog bed underneath our bed. So Hunter every night goes to sleep underneath our bed because our bed is on bed risers. Now that's a unique creative storage solution for where to store your dog can be right under your bed. But whenever you put things on bed risers, it's going to give you some more space underneath the bed. Normally you have enough space to maybe slide a really thin box under there or one of those space saver bags, but not a lot of space. If you double or triple up these bed risers, you can put much bigger totes underneath your bed and use that as a mini attic and do it in every single room. I remember when I sold Creative Memories, there was one of the unit leaders had a whole bunch of kids. She was always having more kids. It was so much fun. And she would store her Creative Memories inventory under the crib. So she had two totes of inventory and those were stored under the crib. So you can store stuff under the crib, under your bed, any beds that you have, you can use those as storage. In addition to bed risers, you can also use space bags. Now, I've never used these on a regular basis, but I know a lot of people have, and they swear by them. There's not a brand that I know of that I recommend over another one. But a space saver bag, again, it's an investment, but only maybe $10. And I don't even think per bag. I think you get a couple of bags for $10. So let's say that you have a comforter that you like on your bed in the wintertime. You put it in this space saver bag, and a lot of them just use your vacuum attachment to suck all the air out of it. And now it becomes a really, really thin, like there's no air in it. So instead of a big fluffy comforter, it's this really thin pancake. And you can store those under your bed. So using space saver bags for anything that you need to keep that is off season will help as well. You can also, especially for children's clothing, pile them in that bag if you've pre-bought ahead or if you're saving for the next one, suck all of the air out and store them in those space saver bags. Those are the best solutions I can think of that would work in almost any situation for an apartment or a condo. Those are places that you can find. The last suggestion I have for actually finding more space inside of your condo or your apartment type size house would be to go vertical. So go to IKEA. Again, now this is an expense. It's going to be about $100 to buy one of those 4x4 Kallax units that have the 13-inch square cubbies. But what I would buy is I would buy that one, and then I would also buy the 2x4, and I would put that on top of the 4x4. So literally, when you look at your wall, it's not just a 4x4 square of cubes. It would be 4x6, and it would go all the way up to the ceiling. Like, take it all the way up to the ceiling. Don't lose any space at the top. If you're going to have to put a cube unit over there anyway, cube the whole entire wall if you can, and then use each of those cubes for different things. So go vertical. The other thing that I would suggest, and I have suggested this in the past, and again, it is an expense, but it's not as big of an expense as totally moving, is to use an outside storage facility and to go ahead and rent one of those storage lockers, and you buy whatever size you can afford or however much space you need. In this instance, you would store your memorabilia there, your off-season holiday things, things that the baby needs that they're not using right now, but they may use again in the future. If you don't have a garage, a basement, an attic, and we do need storage space, then you may need to go and pay for storage space. I know some of these things cost money, and a lot of times we don't have any extra money. So let's think about other ways that you could get these same storage needs met. Could you babysit somebody else's baby and the money that you earn for that goes towards the storage unit that you need? Or babysit somebody else's baby one day a week and in turn you get to store your things in their basement or their garage or something like that. There are always solutions if you're willing to think outside of the box, but don't be limited by the actual space that you have. The actual physical space that you see before you is a reality, is your truth, but it can be changed. So we can look at the space we have differently. We can find other unused space that we can use either by renting it or trading our time and dollars for that. Maybe you love to do laundry, like when... Ironically, I don't do laundry now, but when my kids were little, I actually did somebody else's laundry because I loved doing laundry so much. Laundry did not bother me at all. So maybe you could do somebody else's laundry, and in return, you can store things at their home or earn enough money to use that towards some of these organizing ideas, or get enough money that you can move to a bigger apartment or a condo or move into a bigger house. I hope those ideas have helped you guys with small space living. I know it is a reality for many, so I hope that those were helpful suggestions.